teenage shooting suspect could be charged as an adult. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The 15-year-old boy accused of killing five people during a shooting rampage in Raleigh, North Carolina, remains hospitalized, and it's unclear what charges he might face. Police have released a number of 911 calls made Thursday.
We heard some shots outside, and I looked out my window, and the neighbor is on the ground, I think.
The victims appeared to be randomly targeted. One was talking to a neighbor. Another was on his way to work. One person is dead and several others are hurt after a car collides with a taco stand in Southern California. The driver is under arrest. It's unclear if drugs or alcohol were involved. With just about 3 weeks to go before the midterm elections, the two men competing for a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia debated last night for their first and final time.
He said he would not have voted for the Inflation Reduction Act, and I think he should tell the people of Georgia why he thinks they should have expensive insulin and why the pharmaceutical companies should be able to charge us whatever they like.
Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock.
I believe in reducing insulin, but at the same time, you got to eat right, because he may not know, and I know many people that's on insulin, and unless you have an eating right, insulin is doing you no good.
Republican Herschel Walker, the two also sparred over abortion and crime. More U.S. aid could soon be headed to Ukraine.
Officials are saying this latest package doesn't include major new weapons. Instead, it'll be restocking ammunition for weapons systems Ukraine's already been using successfully against Russian forces.
Fox's Jill Nato, the package is said to be worth about $725 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
For the time being, the federal policy that protects hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation can stay in place.
A federal judge who ruled last year DACA was illegal is allowing the policy to proceed with new limits. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was first put in place during the Obama administration to provide legal status for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. District Judge Andrew Hanen says there can be no new applicants to the program, but those already in the program may renew their applications. The current version of DACA, implemented by the Biden administration, was created to improve its chances of surviving legal scrutiny. It is set to take effect at the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Migrants from Venezuela who show up at our southern border are being sent back by the Biden administration. Fox's Griff Jenkins is on the Mexican side of the border across from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Border Patrol going van to van with Mexican officials, deporting, expelling the first 50 or so migrants from Venezuela. There's a cap of 200 a day in the agreement between the U.S. and Mexico. The migrants continue to come. This is a popular crossing area in Piedras Negras. We got passports here from Colombia and Cuba that were left on the ground.
Yesterday, some of the expelled migrants gathered on a bridge between Mexico and Texas to protest the new policy. The international bridge was temporarily shut down. A Mexican national has been sentenced to 9 years in prison following a record-breaking drug bust at the southern border in California. Carlos Martin Quintera Arias had nearly 9 tons of methamphetamine and approximately 400 pounds of fentanyl inside a tractor trailer. The drugs were seized last November. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.